And yeah, welcome. We are already now in week 6 of the energy language course. So after that, we already have the half. And as always, I want to give some space in the beginning. If something appeared in your experiences, or if you have any questions about what you kind of were initiated so far and had the possibility to play with also. So just see, and if you feel called, you just unmute yourself. And when we don't talk, it's better to mute ourselves, so then the sound is very clear for the for the recording.
Yeah, maybe, I would love to share as I'm experiencing the things we did till now already as quite full, quite, you know, with a very big potential. And right now I thought, oh, okay, we are already in 6, and now that was with the cone, and it's so rich, and I would love to deepen, you know, even into this very basic things, like really exploring these qualities, you know, of a sphere, a cube. And so my thought was, oh, this is really already very, how can I say, it takes time to really digest that and explore it. And so that was I would love to have just even more time really to do it. When I'm playing it in my daily routine, sometimes I experience that I don't want to be too superficial with it, and because it's like, for me, it's kind of like holy or sacred in a way. And yes, the only thing is, I just would love to have more time to spend with this material. That's all. So,
Susanne, you have the rest of your life.
Yes, I know.
No, it's really, I resonate a lot with what you said. So first of all, for me, it's also just when you addressed it and when we are in the space together, it is sacred. And with kind of such teachings, you just notice that there is such a depth to it. You know, you just start to build a relationship with it. And from my perspective, I mean, I studied it intensively for 4 years. It was really almost all the time. And I'm just in love with it, and it doesn't bore me. And I know it's part of my life till the forever. And I also love that we deal with qualities. These qualities are part of being human, being in a body, being in the world, and we can kind of learn more to sense it, more to emanate it consciously, to find out how can we use it for our own benefit and for the benefit of others. And yeah, it's similar also with a good book. A good book you read several times, and every time you just notice, was it already there when I read it the first time? So it's also with this. So yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah. And I have another question. Mm-hmm. Is it okay to share these things with, for example, I have a student, a vocal student, and when I was teaching her, I just intuitively I would love to suggest her to imagine a blue sphere here in this area.
Yeah.
And is it just okay just to invite people to this, or is it already then an initiation or whatever? I just can I may I share it?
You can share it. You can't initiate the people, but
Okay.
you can make them aware of certain qualities and really
Yes.
open their subtle perception in a way, you
Yeah.
could say. And
Yeah.
that's already of a lot of benefit, you know, when you
Yeah.
kind of
Yeah.
open people up for the more subtle dimensions that can be very rich. And I mean, as I always say, experiment with it, and you can offer it, and you can address, you can say, I came across energy language, I'm in a course, I'm excited. Are you open that we experiment with that, that I bring a bit of that in because it's rich for me? Maybe, you know, just honestly, authentically, when you share it and play with it and see what happens. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, wonderful. Anything else which wants to be shared or asked? Especially maybe with the cones, the different cones we learned about last time, or even if there is something from previous sessions.
Just thank you, Susan, because that was the burning question on my mind. You know, can I share this with, you know, if somebody needs have peace, can I email this picture to them and help them, you know, visualize the peace for themselves?
So email, this doesn't really work because their system can't translate it. But the best what you can do is that you yourself embody that
Okay.
and invite the other person, for example, just would say, are you interested in the quality of peace? And if they say yes, you could say, are you open for an experiment for a few minutes? I just embody peace, and you can really come into my field and relate to me and see if you can pick up that frequency. You
So would
know?
I show them the picture though to say this is the picture of the no, I wouldn't show them the picture.
The picture itself doesn't mean and transport anything.
Okay.
It transports something for you because you are initiated and your deeper wisdom knows what this picture is about. But if a person didn't receive that, I mean, would say maybe that's a lovely picture. I love the colors. I know the shapes, but it doesn't transport. But when you embody the frequency, when
Okay.
you emanate that and you invite a person into your field, into your space, this people can sense and feel.
So
Yeah.
when I ask them what I say, you know, can you visualize, like invite them to visualize the cube? You don't invite them to visualize anything?
Yeah.
No. Okay. All right.
No.
Okay.
It's really, it's much more powerful and effective because what basically what happens when I initiate you here in this space, I embody this frequency. I could show you the images and embody something else and you wouldn't get the message. But I embody that. And the image and the color is just a translation to my embodiment. Yeah? Or like an outer expression of the embodiment. And what is the power of it is the embodiment of it. Yeah. And when you are really vibrating in this frequency of peace, and you invite a person into the space, this is powerful.
Okay.
So you are the source, not the drawing, not the images, not that you are the powerful source for that. And now your system knows how to embody that frequency, even though maybe you couldn't explain it and your mind would say, oh, I'm not really sure how to do it. But you're deep, deep on a cellular or deeper level, you have this knowing of this frequency code now. Mm-hmm. And when you relax into it, and it's always no effort, no forcing, no hardening. So this is also why I so much enjoy this time here in the space together, because also for me, it's a deep relaxation and just being available and let this quality just flow through me into the space. It's effortless and it's deeply nourishing also for me and hopefully for you as well. And when you invite the other person in this space, this is the magic and the power. Yeah, you can't teach them this, you know, because this is another story, but you can invite them in the space. And when you offer this frequencies and this space, is that it's maybe you know also when you put more clocks into one room, after a while they start to be in the same rhythm. Yeah. So when you really strongly and powerfully embody a certain frequency and you invite others into that, they start to respond to that and resonate with that and can maybe more easily then also tap into this quality. Yeah. So just trust that you are the source of this powerful emanation, not the drawing. That's just a, how you say, crutch. How do you say? When you have a broken leg, you use
a crutch.
Yeah. A crutch.
Well, I do feel like since I've taken this course, like with you, I just feel more aware of my spirit self. You know, I really feel so much more aware of my spirit self.
Yeah, lovely. And that's it's all about, because these teachings, they really operate kind of in the unseen. The power really is in the frequency, in the energy, in the unseen. And then we bring it into our system, our emotions, our thoughts, our body, and emanate it. So it helps us really to be aligned and connected to all these dimensions of who we are. And when we are in disalignment and are connected to these different dimensions of what we are, that's just a much more nourishing way of being, a human being in this body. And it's also deeply powerful, inspiring, nourishing for others, which kind of come into your field when you are in that embodiment. Yeah. And that's very hard to describe and transport in a discourse description, you know. That's my challenge always. So you need to have the experience. You need to kind of have the willingness and the openness to immerse yourself into that, and then just see and sense how, as Susanne said, she really notices that's very sacred, and this just that you think of, how can I share this with others? How can I provide that? That is a sign that you kind of also sense that it's valuable what you are more aware of right now, because these qualities are always part of your life, but now you become more aware of and see how you consciously can use and apply and lift them for your own benefit and for the benefit of others. And that's so lovely. Yeah. Livia?
So I have a question mainly regarding the colors, because what I had sometimes when I was feeling into it, I would get like one shape, but then I would get several colors connected to it. And it was sometimes like kind of having one color, but then like part of the shape is in one color, but then it's moving into the next and into the next. It's not just one color. Focus on that and then another color and then another color, but I felt like the colors were kind of like mixing together and would make a shape like two or three color. That was just what was happening. I don't know, like, I mean, there's no right or wrong, but maybe there's anything that can be said about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this can happen, or also that kind of that also other shapes would appear, maybe you haven't even seen them before, because this energy language teachings, the whole vocabulary, so to speak, exists out of 80 shapes and 144 colors. And when you start opening to these teachings, some other material can also come into your awareness. Yeah, that's the one thing, and you don't need to stop it. But what I would suggest, if this is happening, that you kind of, you let it move for a while, but then kind of really come into your, be relaxed, but in your authority, and say, now I really want to be in the frequency of orange, or something like that. But it needs a certain authority where you go onto the steering wheel and you say, this is the direction. Yeah. Sure. To kind of, if you want. But if you just are in a mood and say, oh, I'm just open, I want to play with it and see what happens, that's also fine. And, you know, things can move, happen, shift shapes, whatever. But if you want to stay with the disinitiations and the vocabulary you learned, use this clear authority part in you. And that's also a quality, you know, that's also a resource, when you can kind of really in a relaxed but very clear and focused authority movement, say, now this is what I'm focused on. And for that, for example, you could also use, even though you might maybe tune into another shape, but use also the beacon, which we had last week, which brings focus. Use the beacon and say, and now I stay with orange or with red or whatever.
Yeah, to the beacon cone, I have another question, because I've been driving a lot lately, and so for driving, there's a lot of focus and concentration, but then I felt the beacon would make it small, where if you drive, you have to see everything, like all the mirrors and the street and the forest on the side, and so I would be like, okay, like I have the beacon, but I'm also like really open for everything around. Like, I don't know if the beacon is good for driving, experimenting with it.
Yeah, no, I would not really. Maybe when you kind of, you have a narrow parking slot where you want to be focused, that you really, but if you are in the flow of traffic, I would not really recommend it out of the reasons you just mentioned.
Yeah. Is there any other thing, like from the shapes that we learned, that could help with that more than the beacon code?
Yeah, for example, the funnel cone, because it's about integration, so you would receive several informations, you know, you see the traffic, you have speed, you know where you want to go, and this integrate all of that integrating in you, and when you everything integrates, then more flow can easily happen. I would more use that one. Or kind of when the traffic or things are not flowing that nicely, maybe use the sphere, you know, when you're stuck in traffic. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the good thing here, there is not a lot of stuck traffic. Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Wonderful. Is there anything else before we go on? No. All right. So Susanne, maybe for you, you will not be initiated in a new quality tonight. So that all of the information can be integrated. But if the time allows it, I chose three different seven shape grids I would like to initiate you in, but they all exist of shapes you already know. So no new shape tonight, but kind of new grids, new qualities are offered. And another, at the end, I would like to share another space, you could say. I will introduce it with a meditation, and this kind of meditation and this kind of space is very important also for these teachings and also for the implementation of these teachings as well. So this is kind of, for the next hour, our program. And Irina, you just last week asked, I remember that you asked, is there a specific shape which we can use for healing? And I answered,
yes,
I answered that it's a combination of shapes. And today you will be initiated in two seven shape grids, which you can use for this purpose. And the first one will be health. It's representing the quality of health. And this kind of you would use when you or another person is healthy already to maintain this kind of state of being. And then another seven shape grid will be the frequency code of healing. And this you apply when a system is out of balance, out of order, and when you embody and invite this frequency of healing that can help your system or others to heal.
Good to know. Thank you, Pouria. Can I ask you one thing? Mm-hmm. I was wondering last few times, you know, sometimes my brain is thinking what shape exactly something is, you know, while we are actually in the middle of meditation. And then I'm trying to tell myself, like, you know, just switch off and this and this and this. Is there any way that we, or I don't know if that's right or not, to see the shape a bit in advance before we meditate so my logical brain doesn't interfere? Or, of course, if you think that doesn't matter at all, then at least I know. But a few times I had this that, oh, am I now seeing a correct shape or is it completely wrong, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, there is no right and wrong, and everybody is different. For some people, it would kind of calm your mind when you see the shape before. And for others, it can be limiting because you stay in your rational mind and in the visual thing of something, and the teaching and the wisdom of it's much more deeper than what you see.
Okay, yes, that's what I wanted to know.
And if you see your mind wandering or busy, you can just be in a loving relationship with it and say, oh, mind, I see you are busy and you want to know, but here it's about something deeper, but later you will get to know. You know, just kind of don't make it wrong, don't fight with it, and invite it, you know.
Yes, clear. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Then, as always, I would start today also with a subtle body meditation. But I assume that your system more and more now knows how to be with it, how to embody it. So I don't will do it so extensively, but for a few minutes to bring us into this alignment of our different bodies. And for that, I invite you to find a comfortable position and to connect with your physical body. And just for a moment, be aware how amazing it is to have a physical body. And yes, we all know that it can also be challenging and sometimes a burden, but just this unique opportunity to be in matter, to be aware of physical matter, and to have it to, with the senses and with the possibilities to move, to act, to create. How amazing is that? And just notice how your body receives your acknowledgement, being grateful. And see if you sense somewhere more dense or tense parts, or even some parts which maybe feel a bit painful. And maybe touch these parts like with a very soft, tender feather and invite them to soften, to open. And allow your breath to flow freely through your physical body, like waves in the ocean. And with your next breath, expand your awareness a bit further into the etheric body, a thin layer just very close to your physical skin. Then expand your awareness further into the emotional body. Just by virtue, we bringing our awareness there, you are connected and moving in your emotional body. And open and sense this unique atmosphere. And very awake, but without judgment, move around and see, are there somewhere more dense parts, uncomfortable parts? Or maybe areas where it feels more numb or hot or cold or kind of different textures. just be open how your emotional body expresses itself for you. And allow this dimension of you also to relax, to soften, to open, and to allow your breath to move through it freely. And with your next breath, expand your awareness even further into the mental body. Where it gets even more subtle. A very important dimension of you to receive and to give information. And also notice if there are somewhere more dense or even painful areas, or areas you are not really aware of. Just invite your mental body to open, soften, relax, and allow your breath to move freely in and out. And with your next breath, expand your awareness even further into the spiritual realm. Maybe you can sense how the other bodies respond to that further expansion. Maybe you can sense the spaciousness there and the incredible potential of possibilities and of creative source and resources there. Enormous wisdom and knowledge. And with your next breath, bring your awareness back to your mental body. And connect to the frequency of indigo, the frequency where these teachings are shared and operating. And then imagine all of us in a circle, in a sacred place, And just be open. Which kind of space just appears in your intuition? Maybe you find yourself every week in the same space, or maybe in a different one. Maybe it's in nature, maybe in a building, maybe out of space, in space somewhere. And just know that this space is very pure, impeccable. And only qualities which support to transport these teachings are there. Everything else stays out of the circle, out of the space. And now see, sense, and feel how a red cube is in the center of the circle and now is coming from the front into your root chakra. And allow this frequency of a red cube to vibrate freely in your root chakra. Maybe you enjoy how this feels, maybe you don't like it. Doesn't matter. Just notice its unique quality. Stability combined with vitality. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how an orange cube is coming from the front and entering your second chakra. Just allow your system to vibrate in this frequency in your second chakra. Stability filled with creativity and the flavor of working together beautifully. And with your next breath, perceive how a yellow cube is coming from the front and entering your third chakra. Notice this unique quality of clarity and stability in your solar plexus area. And allow your solar plexus to freely receive this quality. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a green funnel cone is coming from the front in entering your heart chakra. Notice how this quality, this combination of health and integration vibrates in your heart center. And with your next breath, perceive how a blue funnel cone is coming from the front and entering your throat chakra. And without judging, just sense how this area responds to this quality. Calm yet deep integrated communication. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a funnel cone in the frequency purple is coming from the front, entering your third eye. Just sense this purple funnel cone in the center of your head. Integrated wisdom vibrating in your third eye. And with your next breath, perceive how a white funnel cone is coming from the front and entering your crown chakra just above your head. And just be open to perceive how the divine quality combined with integration is vibrating in your crown chakra. And for a moment, expand your awareness into your whole system, sense into all chakras. Your system is now embodying and vibrating in the frequency code of health. This is how health vibrates. And with your next breath, allow all the shapes move out of your system towards the back where they all disappear into the unseen behind you. And for a moment, allow your system to vibrate freely. Now, with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a red sphere is coming from the front, entering your root chakra. And notice how it feels when a red sphere is in your root chakra. Free movement combined with vitality in your base. And with your next breath, see, sense, and feel how an orange sphere is coming from the front, entering your second chakra. Free creative movement in your second chakra. Just open to this unique quality. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a yellow sphere is coming from the front and entering your third chakra. Freely moving clarity in your solar plexus area. And with your next breath, perceive how a green sphere is coming from the front, entering your heart chakra. Notice how this unique quality of healing and growing free movement feels like in your heart center. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a blue sphere is coming from the front and entering your throat chakra. Calm and deep communication in full movement in your throat. And just allow your system to freely vibrate in this frequency And don't judge whatever this may bring as a reaction in your system. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a purple sphere is coming from the front, entering your sixth chakra. And openly perceive how wisdom in free movement is in the center of your head. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a white funnel cone is coming from the front and entering your crown chakra. The frequency of divinity, source, pure light, combined with integration in your crown chakra. And for a moment, become aware of all the chakras. Now vibrating in the frequency code of healing. You now embody the frequency code of healing. In your chakra system. And with your next breath, let go of the entire seven shape grid. See how all the shapes move out of your system towards the back and disappear. Give your system for a moment time to vibrate freely. And with your next breath, perceive how a red sphere is coming from the front, entering your root chakra. Free movement combined with vitality in your root chakra. And with your next breath, perceive how an orange sphere is coming from the front, entering your second chakra. Free creative movement in your genital area. notice how your system perceives it, responds to it. With your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a yellow sphere is coming from the front, entering your third chakra. Flexible clarity moving in your solar plexus area. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel a green funnel cone coming from the front, entering into your heart chakra. See, sense, notice how healing integrating in your heart feels like. And with your next breath, perceive how a blue funnel cone is coming from the front, entering your throat chakra. Notice how relaxation and depth integrating in your throat chakra feels like. And with your next breath, perceive how a purple funnel cone is coming from the front and entering your third eye. Wisdom integrating in your third eye. And with your next breath, perceive how a white funnel cone is coming from the front, entering your crown chakra. Where the quality of oneness, divinity, integrates in your crown chakra. And for a moment, open your awareness and connect to all your chakras. Three spheres in the base, in the first, second, and third chakra. And four funnel cones in the top. This is the frequency code of creativity. you embody now and vibrate in the quality of creativity. Just open deeply and relax into this quality, into its unique wisdom, which can penetrate deeply, deeply into your system. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how all the shapes leave your system towards your back, getting smaller and smaller and disappearing in the unseen. And for a moment, allow your system to vibrate freely without any information coming into it. And when you feel ready, you can come back with your awareness fully into your body, into this room, into this moment. Maybe moving your hands, your feet, your body. Maybe stretch it, or maybe even make a few steps, walk, or drink something just to integrate. Just check what you need. My oven needs wood. So I'm aware that you don't see so well here, but as always, the 7 shape grids are posted then tomorrow on the website. But this is the grid of health. You see really the shapes of stability, and then you have the funnel cones. So very stable in the base, and then integrating what comes in the upper chakras. This is the frequency code of health. And very different is healing. Healing has a lot of movement in the 6 chakras, and then comes divine energy integrating the funnel cone. So healing has a lot to do with movement, allowing a higher order to move in your system. This is the quality of healing. And the third one was creativity. Has a lot of movement in the base, the spheres. And then integrating on the top, and very flexible in the base. Creativity. Yeah. And if you want to share experience, or if you have question, we give space to that before we go into the meditation, the new meditation.
I have a question, Puria. It relates a little bit to also to what we talked about before. If we integrating or wanting to reintroduce a certain quality, I remember that you had said in the past, once we initiated in them, that they are part of our being, of our system. So if I want to reactivate, for example, healing or health, will I visualize the different forms and colors within my system to activate that vibration?
If this helps you, if you sense that when you do that, you really sense the quality vibrating in your system, then do it. Yeah.
As otherwise, how do you do it?
You could just kind of give your system the allowness to say, now I'm embodying healing, and just let it happen.
Okay.
Without knowing which shape in which color is where.
Okay.
For some people that works better, kind of. And for others, it works more when you visualize it or even just kind of look at it like a contemplative practice, looking at an image that can also work for some. Yeah. Or some people, for them, sound and color or sound and shapes can be very connected. So if they would kind of play music with a certain quality, and then this kind of music would translate for them, or movement, you know, you can also, what we would do when we would meet physically. So usually these teachings are, were taught not initially on the internet, but coming together physically. We would also kind of at the evening, for example, invite dancing different qualities. Yeah. For example, dance in a red sphere. How do you move and dance a red sphere or a green funnel cone? Yeah, just to give your system the freedom to experience qualities in different ways. Yeah. Or kind of walk through nature and just be open and see what you see in nature translates for your system into a green sphere, for example. Can be a tree, can be a, don't know, a fish, an apple, whatever, not necessarily the color, but the quality of it. So yeah, another way of experimenting with it, how your system resonates in the frequency. Yeah.
So basically just trusting that we embody these frequencies now and that they will become stronger as we let them be.
Yeah.
And experiment with them.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Something else?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to set two or three grids and the one in time at the same moment, or to set one grid in a pyramid? So to set a pyramid about the house and then put a grid inside, for example?
I wouldn't do that, because at the end of this course, you will get to know how to set a grid for a place or for a house or in your system. And I would just wait until then. So in the latest class, in the latest gathering, you will learn how to do that. Yeah. So you are a bit ahead. But of course, you can use, for example, a pyramid, sitting in it and meditating, or putting it in a room or somewhere. But with the seven shape grids, I would really stick to those which you are initiated to in when you need this quality or you think this is beneficial. But to set unique grids for places, you will learn.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Susanne, there's a lot more coming. But after that, you have time to play with it and integrate it. And yeah. Okay. Good. And just if questions or sharings come up in the next days, just feel free to use Telegram. I also check it several times a day and will also answer there. Or so, okay. Yeah, and the next meditation I want to invite you in, maybe some of you know, I know that Livia knows it, and maybe some of you as well. So it's a meditation which Drunvalo Melchizedek received from the Kogi tribe. That's an indigenous tribe in Colombia. And it's a very long isolated tribe. They just opened up for Westerners maybe 20 or 30 years ago. Until this time, they were very isolated, and they are very connected with their different dimensions, and they can talk to with everything and connect and move, and are, without going to a Western school, they know about the cosmos, they know about the stars, they know about healing. There, it's a very wise tribe, and they shared an meditation with Drunvalo and said he shall share this meditation far and wide and give it to as many people as possible. So he shares it freely in a book. He shares it on a CD, which is in the book. The book is Living from the Heart. And in this meditation, we are guided to really come not only into our heart, but also what they call the sacred space in the heart. So it's a special, unique place and a special unique quality within our heart center. And I just found out doing this meditation since many years, almost every day, and being very connected to the teachings of energy language, I found it very beautiful to combine it. And for example, when you learn at the end of this course how to perceive and then set a very personal seven shape grid for yourself, or also grids for places, for houses, for properties, it's very, very useful and helpful when you connect to the sacred space in your heart while you are doing all of that. Because in the sacred space of the heart, this is kind of like the still point, and there even comes then a tiny space in the sacred space, but I don't want to confuse you. We move into that later. But there it's like the center in a torus field, or you could say the calm center in a hurricane. And in this center, we are connected to everything. And this is with every being, with every person. It's the same space. Oh, it's always located in the sacred space of the heart. And it's a very powerful space to be. It's also very pure, very innocent, very clean and clear. And yeah, so I also want to share this with you, and just want to acknowledge the Kogis and Drunvalo. It's really coming from them and being spread. And of course, you will have the recording of this meditation, and I invite you to maybe also during the week try it out and do it again. And I also will provide you the original meditation from Drunvalo, where he speaks, and there is also some music in the background. So just feel free and try it which maybe you resonate more or works better for you. Yeah. Livia, did I forget anything because you also know this meditation? Is there anything important to share?
I mean, I think the main thing is going to come then inside the meditation, but I think the infos you gave were really good to have an idea.
Yeah.
And nothing else in my mind.
Good. Okay. All right. So then make yourself comfortable again. Relax. And imagine yourself walking in nature and really finding a very, very beautiful spot in nature. This can be a place you know, where you maybe have been already or which you visit regularly, or it can also be a place where you have never been before, which just appears in your imagination. It can be next to a water, at the ocean, and lake and river. It can be in the mountains, can be in a desert. Whatever for you is very beautiful. And just see, sense, and feel yourself in this beautiful nature spot. Really, I mean, so beautiful. And notice how your whole system is opening to receive this beauty, where you feel the air on your skin, where you can smell the surrounding, where you can maybe hear some sounds from water or the wind or animals. And where you open so deeply because it's just so beautiful and you want to receive everything of this beauty. And notice how grateful you are for this beautiful nature place. And imagine you putting your love for nature into a sphere and sending this sphere into the center of the earth, filled with your love. And be open to receive Mother Earth's love back, because she sends her love back to you. Because you are her child, and Mother Earth loves you unconditionally, no matter what you do, no matter who you are her child. And open your cells to fully receive Mother Earth's love. Let all your cells fill with this love and bathe in it. And without losing this connection, imagine yourself being outside in the night, looking into a dark sky full with stars. And just connect to this vastness of the universe with the stars and galaxies. And just notice how amazed you are and how grateful you are. And imagine a sphere in front of you where you put all your love for Father Sky into the sphere and send it out into the center of the universe, filled with your love. And for a moment, be open and receptive, because Father Sky will send his love back to you. Because you are the child of Father Sky, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, he just loves you deeply. And notice how this love from Father Sky is filling your system, is received from every cell. And now become aware of this triangle, this holy trinity of Mother Earth, Father Sky, and yourself. And how the love is flowing between the three of you. And this unique quality of love is very powerful. And just be flooded with this unique love frequency. While you imagine that your awareness, which is for most of us mainly located in the head, is moving down towards your heart, but first moving into your throat. So become aware that the center of your focus is moving down into your throat. You can maybe go down in stairs or use an elevator or just like a leaf falling from a tree, or you just jump there. But notice how your awareness is now present in your throat. Perceive the surrounding in your throat, the fleshiness, maybe some fluids. However you perceive this area, And now drop even deeper, moving down slow or just jumping or using an elevator or stairs so that you end up behind your heart, behind your physical heart. And imagine a door at the backside of your heart, and it's just open a tiny little bit, where light is coming out from your heart. And with this little opening, you sense an attraction and a magnetic pull. Just notice how this magnetic pull is becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. And there comes a moment where you just are sucked into your heart. And just sense the atmosphere when your awareness is in your heart. And now let your intuition guide you into the sacred space in your heart. Your intuition knows where it is. And it shows you the sacred space in your heart. And just look around. Maybe it's dark. Maybe it's bright. Maybe it looks like in a room. Maybe it looks like out in space or somewhere in nature. And if it's dark, you can ask there that light comes in. But without forcing it, just as a friendly invitation, can there be light? And maybe it becomes bright immediately. Maybe it's like a dimmer switch turning from dark towards more light. Or maybe it stays dark for this time. Just notice the unique quality in the sacred space in your heart. And without leaving the sacred space in your heart, I invite you to open your eyes, to have a look at the screen. And looking from one sacred space in the heart into another one's through our eyes. And intentionally, I didn't guide you out of the space because I invite you to experiment, to maybe fully or partly stay in the space while you move in your day, while you move into your evening or into your sleep. And Yeah, it would be lovely if you find time in the next days to visit it again. And also to try out Runvalo's guided meditation. And yeah, see you in 1 week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.